The CDC is warning of a fourth wave of increased coronavirus infections in the United States. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Dr. Dean Blumberg, infectious disease expert at UC Davis. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Michelle.
Now, Sonoma County is preparing to move into an even less restrictive tier on the state's blueprint for reopening pretty soon, likely within the next 2 weeks. In your opinion, are counties in California moving too quickly to reopen?
I think the counties have been moving in a really measured fashion, and that's been informed by the contact tracing, which has shown us where the transmission is occurring. So I think early on in the pandemic, we had these sort of blunt lockdown tools, but now we have more focused interventions, and I think we're able to take these small steps at a time.
Do we have enough people to do contact tracing in California?
Yeah, and I think the public health has done an amazing job in doing contact tracing and focusing the resources where needed, yes.
Now, if the country continues to reopen at the current rate that they're doing, not just here in California, do you predict that we could have another surge in cases?
I think what we're seeing in some areas of the country that we are seeing surges, and what we're seeing is lifting of mask mandates, and the messaging is just not good in that case. I think when we have the lifting of the mask mandates in certain states, this will lead to people thinking that the pandemic is over, that they don't need to be careful, and a lot of time this message is being misinterpreted. So I think in some areas of the country, there is a real danger of a fourth wave.
And in terms of the waves and previous surges that we've had already here in the U.S., are there lessons to be learned?
I think there are. What we've learned is that we know that indoor transmission accounts for 90% of cases. Only 10% of cases are transmitted outside, so it's always safer to be outside. And yet we can't get complacent. As we were going into last summer, we were thinking that we would see a definite decrease in the number of cases because of the warmer weather and the change in humidity and people being outdoors more. And we saw a huge wave at the end of June and in July. So we can't be complacent. We need to keep our guards up. We need to continue to mask. We need to continue to social distance, even though we're doing a great job with immunizing.
Now, can you tell us about the surge of COVID-19 in Europe and how it relates to our possible trajectory with the disease?
Well, one of the hypotheses is that the surge in Europe is related to the UK variant, which is about 50% more infectious than previous strains. And that variant is here in the U.S., and the CDC estimates that the UK variant either is the predominant strain circulating in the U.S. now or will be very, very soon. So that, of course, is a danger. We have the benefit in the U.S. compared to Europe in that we do have a higher immunization rate in the U.S. So we're hoping that this does limit transmission more than it does in Europe.
Now, here in Sonoma County, I think the latest numbers that we've been given is that we've got 25% vaccination so far of the population. Have vaccines made a difference for the rate of infections?
I think in very small focal populations, we've absolutely seen that vaccinations have made a difference. So, for example, we've done a great job targeting older adults, and we've seen a much decreased rate of transmission in skilled nursing facilities, for example, and residential homes where the vaccine was initially distributed, and among healthcare workers, too, who were the prime targets early on in the vaccination campaign. We've seen much decreased rates. So we've seen it in those populations, but we certainly don't have enough vaccination in the general population to achieve anything close to herd immunity.
And what is that percentage? Where do we need to get in terms of people being vaccinated to show that we have a handle on the pandemic?
Well, we think it's somewhere around 60 or 75%, but we're not 100% sure of that number, but somewhere around there. So we still have a long ways to go.
Now, we've also noticed that masks make a big difference. If people continue to wear the mask, their risk of getting infected is much lower. So how long do you think that we're going to need to be wearing masks and practicing social distancing?
Yeah, masks absolutely work, and we've seen in some countries, for example, we've seen masking totally control the pandemic without vaccination. So we know that they're very effective. I would think that we would continue to mask until we do achieve some level of herd immunity, a level of immunity within our communities that results in much decreased transmission. So that's going to be at least, I would guess, late summer or fall or somewhere around then. And even so, we might see continued mask wearing. People might continue to choose to do that, like they do in Asian countries, for example, during respiratory viral season. It's it's common for people to wear masks when out in public.
And as an infectious disease expert, has mask wearing helped us with other infectious diseases like the flu and things like that?
Oh, my gosh, it's been amazing. You know, masks prevent not only COVID, but they prevent other respiratory viral infections. We saw a record decrease in the number of influenza cases this year. At UC Davis, we saw no positive influenza tests, no hospital admissions for influenza. You know, that was one benefit of the universal masking. And we saw that with other respiratory viruses, too.
Wow. That is might be the one reason to wear it during flu season when you're out and about, is to keep those masks handy, even as we get past this pandemic. Well, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
That is Dr. Dean Blumberg. He is an infectious disease expert at UC Davis.